USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out preliminary plans for President Trump's proposed new Space Force during remarks at the Pentagon. The president officially directed the Defense Department to establish this sixth branch of the U.S. military in space in June. University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts vanished last month when jogging near Brooklyn, Iowa. Devin Riley may be the last man to have seen Tibbetts alive. He came forward and talked to the FBI. He joined Good Morning America and said what he remembers about that night.
She jogged down the street, up the hill. You know, just nothing of it until I heard somebody was missing, and then it like really hit me, and it's like I haven't seen that runner since then.
Riley also said he was questioned.
They were really polite and didn't assume, I don't think, and they walked in and out in less than 10, 15 minutes. So.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
New sanctions imposed on Russia. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Russia's calling the latest sanctions draconian and unacceptable. They'll target millions of dollars in exports to Russia, which the U.S. believes is behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter with a chemical agent in Britain back in March. But saying European nations acted by placing sanctions on Russia within days of that incident happening, Democratic Congressman Danny Heck of Washington State wonders why it took the Trump administration so long.
What new evidence has come forward? What took them 6 months to do what it took less than 12 days for the United Kingdom to do.
Heck was speaking on NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is saying there's a 50-50% chance that the president will sit down and chat with special counsel Robert Mueller. Giuliani also said he doesn't believe Mueller could win a subpoena fight over President Trump's testimony if the president refuses to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a bill on his desk that would give employees 3 months paid bereavement to mourn the loss of loved ones. How will this affect New York businesses? Specifically, how will it affect the service industry? Well, entrepreneur and business owner himself, John Taffer, and host of Bar Rescue, joined Fox News to talk about the effects of this law.
Well, this entitles an employee who loses a parent or a grandparent even to have 90 days off at 50 to 64% of their full pay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a look at millennials, in essence, they're saying, I got four automatic 90-day breaks coming up in my life at some point.
Two parents in Orlando say their young children flying alone as unaccompanied minors on a Frontier Airlines flight ended up getting stuck in Atlanta after their flight was diverted due to weather. The parents say Frontier Airlines never called them and let them know of the situation and put them in a hotel room with a supervisor and two other children. The father of the children, Chad Gray, says he's not very happy with what happened.
It was very infuriating and, you know, very outraged. I think both Jennifer and I would have drove to Atlanta.
The children were flown home the next day, but their parents say they were frightened by the whole situation.
He woke up in the middle of the night numerous times. He asked to sleep in the bed with me. For the next three nights, Carter had nightmares.
The parents have hired an attorney. Now, Frontier Airlines does say they reached out and spoke to the mother and did let her know the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.